Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah, and we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So we already said, Lo yidbak biyodcha mu'uma. You're not allowed to get any hana'ah from an Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah now tells us, Shol Proklos ben Pelospos esrom Gamliel ba'ako. Proklos ben Pelospos asked a question from Gamliel in Akko. Shahaya rochets b'merchat shal Afroditi. Ram Gamliel was, at the time of this question, was utilizing the bathhouse in Aphrodite, and there was a statue there of Aphrodite. So Amarlo, Kosib Taraskim, so he said, wait, it says in your Torah, you're not allowed to have any Sheikhus to Avodah Zarah. How can you be in this bathhouse with Aphrodite? So Amarlo, he said, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to learn Torah in a bathhouse, I cannot respond to you right now, but after I leave, I'll respond to you. When he left, he said to him, Ani lovas, I didn't go anywhere near the area where the Avodah Zarah is. Meaning, I didn't go to the Aphrodite. He bas bigvuli. It came into my area. Meaning, this was a bathhouse that was meant for everybody. And then, after they made this beautiful bathhouse that everyone could use, they dumped this Avodah Zarah in there. That's not my problem. Ein omrim. And second of all, people don't say nasa merchas Aphrodite noi, that the bathhouse is a noi for the Aphrodite, that it's a way of honoring and beautifying Aphrodite. Elo omrim, what they say is nasa Aphrodite noi lemerchatz, that the Aphrodite is a noi for the merchatz. So I'm not worried about the merchatz. The merchatz is the ikur. The Aphrodite is the tafel. Davracher, third reason. If you're given a lot of money, would anyone who really believed in this Avodah Zarah and its power and and who deified it, would they ever go in as a balkeri and naked and urinate in front of it? And this Aphrodite statue is right there, right where people put their urine and their waste into it. And everyone urinates in front of it. It's only if they treat it with some modicum of respect that it's going to be aser. But if they don't treat it with any level of respect, it's going to be mutter. Moving on to Mishnah Hey. If Goyim worship mountains and hills, the mountains and hills are still mutter ba'ana, but whatever statues they put on them are aser ba'ana. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Losachmur kesef zav aleim velakachta. So it says that only the things that are on them are going to be aser. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Eloheim ala harim velo harim Eloheim. That the drasha is, their gods are on the mountains, but the mountains themselves do not become their gods, meaning they do not become of the desires that are aser. Eloheim ala gvaos velo ha gvaos Eloheim. They may put their gods on these hills, but the hills themselves do not become aser. Oh yeah, if karka cannot become aser, umene ma ashera asura, why is an Asherah tree become aser? Isn't it mechubar lekarka? Because a tree comes because someone planted it, a human being planted it. Whenever a human being was involved in making it, then it's going to be aser. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani ovin va'adun lefenecha. I'll explain the logic. Wherever you find a tall mountain or a given a sa'a or a nice hill, ve'itranan or a beautiful tree, that if there was obviously an Avodah Zarah there, so you should look, meaning a good Eitzah is look around such areas if you're looking to discover Avodah Zarahs to be able to destroy, because that's where you're likely to find it. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dal we had a Machlokas where Ram Gamliel was taking a bath in a bathhouse where there was an Aphrodite statue, and they said, I don't understand, how could you be here? So he said, wait till I get out of the bathhouse and I'll explain it to you. And he explained three reasons why it's mutter. Number one, he said the bathhouse was here before the Avodah Zarah. Number two, clearly the bathhouse is the ikur and the Avodah Zarah is just a noi, not the opposite. And number three, the way they treat this Avodah Zarah makes it very clear that they're not actually deifying it, because they urinate right in front of it and they stand naked in front of it and everything like that. Mishnah Hey, we said that even if Goyim worship things that are karka, like mountains mountains and hills, they do not become Asur Bana, but the things on them become Asur Bana. We had drushes from Pesukim, Eloheim Eloharim, Velo Harim Eloheim, Eloheim Elohavos, Velo Hagavos, Eloheim, and we said that an Asherah tree might be different because a human being was involved in planting that Asherah tree. And then the Mishnah concluded with Rabbi Akiva's advice that if you want to find, you want to seek out Avodah Zarah to destroy, look for any place where there's something impressive about a natural phenomenon, and then you'll know that it's very likely that Avodah Zarah used to be there. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav.